Ready for a wild one? We're really diving deep into WinWork this time. It's this whole AI thing, right? Wants to like revolutionize how restaurants schedule their staff.
Yeah, huge claims right out of the gate.
Total game changer, they say. And honestly, after digging through all their materials, the stuff they're putting out there, I gotta admit, it's interesting.
It should be. It should be. It's a huge pain point, right? I mean, we're talking massive issue in the restaurant industry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the research we have, it's showing labor is the biggest expense for these owners.
Oh, for sure. Makes sense.
And on top of that, employee turnover. Forget about it. We're talking 80%. It's insane.
Oh.
So, yeah, finding and keeping good staff. It's a nightmare for these restaurants.
That's brutal. So that's where this WinWork thing comes in, right? I mean, they're really pushing this Moneyball for scheduling angle.
Yeah, Moneyball. Catchy.
But I got to ask, how does that even translate? How do you go from like spreadsheets and numbers to happy servers and actually making money?
Well, that is the $1 million question, right?
Right. So their whole pitch is just like in Moneyball baseball, right?
Yeah.
Data changed everything. How they picked players, how they played the game, the whole nine yards. Restaurants, they say, can do the same thing with scheduling.
Okay.
Figure out the absolute best times for each person to work. But it's more than just, okay, you're on at 5. It's about using all that juicy data to get real, like, you know, insights.
So what kind of data are we even talking about here? Because I'm stuck on, like, clock-in, clock-out times, which I gotta say isn't exactly revolutionary.
No, it gets way more granular than that. We're talking about table turn times, individual server performance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, everything. How much each server is pulling in, their tips, even down to customer compliments. They're even looking at how different sections of the restaurant do at different times, on different days.
Wow.
Almost like putting a price tag on each table.
So they're figuring out which tables are bringing in the big bucks and when. Then what?
That's where the AI comes in. And not just any AI, they're using OpenAI. This is like top tier AI stuff here, known for building some really crazy sophisticated models. And WinWork is saying they're not just using this to automate schedules based on who's free. They want to use AI to actually look at all that data, all those server stats and those hot sections, and then, get this, actually predict and create the most profitable schedule possible.
So like, this AI is playing puppet master with the schedule.
In a way, yeah. They actually give a really good example, something about a three-server situation.
Right. With, like, Susan, Michael, and Kim.
Yes. Kim. She's their best server, right?
Right.
They've got this hypothetical restaurant. Each section has 6 tables, but only the best server gets section 1. You know, prime real estate, best tables, all that.
Makes sense. So what does this WinWork AI do? Just shuffle these servers around each week?
Kind of, yeah. But when you look at the schedule it spits out, Kim, she's always in section 1, especially during those Friday night rushes. Now, logically, you're thinking, sure, put your best player where they'll make the most money, right?
Yeah, makes sense on the surface.
Yeah.
But isn't that kind of unfair to the other servers? What if Michael's having a killer week? Or Susan wants to boost her sales. Does the system even consider that? Or are they all just stuck with whatever the algorithm decides?
See, that's the big question. What about those human elements that AI might miss? A server having a bad night, a table that just won't leave. These are all things even the smartest computer might not pick up on. And you got to think about the servers, right? Their income. It's all about those tips.
Right.
And tips depend on sales, right? So if this AI is always giving the best sections to the same person week after week, talk about income inequality, maybe even some resentment brewing in the kitchen.
Totally. If I'm stuck in the back corner with the slow tables, I don't think any fancy algorithm is going to help my morale, you know?
Right, exactly.
And it's funny because WinWork actually mentions improved employee morale and reduced turnover as like benefits of their system.
Oh, yeah, they tout that.
But that kind of relies on their AI being, you know, accurate and fair, which who knows?
Exactly. And this all ties into this bigger thing we're seeing with AI everywhere, right? It's not just about making computers do our jobs for us, but using data to make things, well, better, whether it's efficiency or in this case, like staff performance and happiness, all that jazz.
Right, right. But it's interesting because WinWork wants to be more than just a scheduling tool. It's almost like they're dipping their toes into like performance management too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's not just about the when, but the how well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of their big things is these personalized tips they give to staff. Again, all based on that mountain of data they're collecting.
Right, like that fish of the day example.
Yeah.
The AI could tell servers to push that special.
Oh, exactly.
It's like having a tiny robot manager whispering in your ear, which, I mean, could be helpful. But also, maybe a little creepy.
Oh, for sure. It's a super fine line. Think about it. If this AI is giving you actually good advice, stuff that helps you be better at your job, make more tips, you probably won't mind. But if it feels like you're being micromanaged by a computer, yikes. Not a good look.
Yeah, you start to wonder about the whole power dynamic too, you know?
Yeah.
Between the staff and the manager. Like, if the AI says something, can you even question it? Even if you know better.
That's a really good point. I mean, to be fair, using data to see where you can improve, not a bad thing on its own, right?
Yeah.
Like, imagine this AI is saying, hey, based on what people at this table ordered before, they usually go for this wine. That's actually pretty useful for a server.
Right, yeah. Okay, I can see that. So it seems like trust is the big thing here.
For sure.
Like, for servers to actually use this system, they got to trust that it's there to help them, not just, like, squeeze more work out of them.
Yeah.
And it needs to account for all the things a spreadsheet can't, right? Like, if a server is amazing at connecting with people or smooths over a difficult situation, those things matter.
Absolutely. That human touch, it's hard to put a number on that, but is what makes all the difference, right?
Totally. Which actually brings us to how WinWork makes money. They've got a two-pronged approach, right?
Yep, two sides to the coin.
So first, they're licensing this whole tech to those companies that make point-of-sale systems. Mm. You know, so restaurants can just plug it right in.
Smart move, right. No need to rebuild the whole system.
Right. But they're also going directly to restaurants, too, like offering WinWork as its own separate software.
Exactly. Casting a wide net, trying to get everyone on board, from the little corner bistro to the fancy steakhouse.
That's pretty ambitious. But it makes you think, what if this actually works, like really takes off? What if WinWork or something like it becomes the norm? And not just in restaurants. What if every industry starts using this kind of AI?
Whoa, now you're talking. If it can figure out something as, like, unpredictable and human as restaurant scheduling and even, like, try to manage performance, where else could this go?
It really makes you think, are we about to have robots for bosses?
It's not that far-fetched, right? I mean, we're talking about a future where AI is basically calling the shots on who works, when they work, how much they make. That's a lot of power.
It kind of feels like we're handing over the keys to our careers and just hoping for the best, you know?
It's a risk, for sure. And it brings up some big ethical questions, like what happens to good old-fashioned hard work when an algorithm is picking who gets the best shifts, the most chances to move up? You know, we could end up with this system where the people who are already doing well just get even further ahead because the AI favors them.
Yeah, it's like a tech-fueled feedback loop. And how do you even measure doing well in a way that's actually fair? I mean, yeah, you can count sales and compliments, but what about all that other stuff that makes a server great? The empathy, the quick thinking.
Yeah.
You can't quantify that, right?
Exactly. And that's the challenge with relying on data for everything. It can't always capture the full picture of what a human brings to the table, literally.
Totally. And that's something WinWork needs to figure out if they want this to actually work.
Right. 100%. It can't just be about the bottom line, the profit. They need to consider the human costs, you know?
So we've thrown a lot of info at the wall here. We started with this simple question. Can AI change how restaurants schedule their people? But it's way bigger than that now, isn't it?
Oh, way bigger. We're talking about the future of work itself.
No big deal. But seriously, after all this, I'm left wondering if we could sit down with WinWork just for like 5 minutes, what would we even ask them?
Oh man, that's the question, isn't it? For me, it comes down to this. How do you build an AI that doesn't just chase profits, but actually makes work better for everyone? For the owners, yeah, but for the servers, the bussers, the cooks, everyone.
Because otherwise this whole money ball for restaurants thing could really backfire.
Exactly, it's a balancing act, for sure.
Well, on that note, we'll leave you all to ponder that. As always, thanks for diving deep with us. Catch you on the flip side.